Economic Forum is meeting this week in the Swiss resort of Davos to discuss the most pressing issues facing our planet. They include climate change, poverty and inequality, declining natural resources, economic insecurity and terrorism. Key corporate decision-makers, political leaders, including the US Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and representatives from the media, religions, the arts and civil society are attending. This year, the main theme of the five-day gathering in Davos is the power of collaborative innovation. Among the participants at the forum is Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, the Archbishop Emeritus of Washington. I caught up with him just before he headed to Davos and asked him to explain the significance of this year's main theme.
I believe that in the past forums, we've been looking more at disparate attempts to bring people together. And I think that the focus now is to see how we can work together more, how we can find ways of building bridges that will bring us all together. One of the important new initiatives of the forum, which has just begun, I think probably last year, was this group of a community of religious leaders who are taking the challenge of relations between Islam and the West, and looking to see how we can build bridges, how we can get understanding, and how we can be collaborative in working out our problems. I think this is something that I see in Davos, and that I think many of us are anxious to work in. Now, of course, there are many people who will be talking about the new adventures in business and new collaboration among companies and things like that. And that, of course, is always fascinating for those who can understand the intricacies of that world. But on the other hand, this is something new, and this has just begun within the last few years, and now it has really become a standard at Davos, a group of religious leaders getting together to talk about how we can make a difference and how religion can make a difference. There are a number of the four of the small group gatherings here that are going to be talking about getting people together, talking about spirituality in business, ethics in religious life. There's a talk on I'm giving on the to young presidents of institutions, these people in their 30s and 40s, and talking about spirituality and how that will be a motivation and should be not only a motivation but a criterion of their work and their success. So I think there's a collaboration in innovation to find new ways that we can work together is the theme that all of us here are looking at and are promoting.
If I can pick up on what you said, you talked about this meeting with religious leaders, with other religious leaders, and how you can make a difference. Well, can you perhaps answer that question for me? What ideas do you have for how you can make a difference in the world of business, in the world of politics, among the movers and shakers of our planet?
Well, I think one of the ways, and this is becomes more and more obvious as we get together, one of the ways is to see that in the world of ethics, we are reasonably close together, not only the great religions of the West, but the religions of the East as well. We are together in saying that you have to be honest, you have to give someone a fair shake, you have to. The religions are saying you have to worry about the poor, you have to worry about globalization, say with a conscience, that globalization with a human face. I think that. These ideas of business, that business can't go without doing something that has its morality, that has its ethics. The Holy Father, in his special message, speaks about this. He says there are no discussions of temporal realities can prescind from the ethical questions that are an intrinsic part of these realities, and of course they are involved in our religious values, and the fact that these business leaders seem now willing to discuss religious values and to make it a part of the World Economic Forum, I think is a good thing.
Some critics, however, have argued that the World Economic Forum at Davos is merely a talking shop for the rich and powerful that doesn't really deliver in terms of concrete measures on policy changes for solving our world's problems. Is this a fair criticism in your view?
Well, I think some parts of it is, but I think when you look at any organization in the world that is part of the material sphere, we're always going to know that the test of the pudding is in the tasting. So that you have to put plans together, you have to put ideas together, and then you have to see what you do with these. Now, whether the World Economic Forum should be criticized because it does not take active roles later on, I'm not sure if that's fair. If this is a group that gets together and comes up with good ideas, then hopefully others are going to have to take these good ideas and put them into practice. So if you criticize a group like the think tanks all around the world, if you criticize the think tanks because they're thinking and not acting, that doesn't seem to be fair.
When I went on to the website for the World Economic Forum, it talked about leadership vacuums on a wide range of critical issues facing our global community. What do you believe are some of these critical issues? And do you agree with this diagnosis of a leadership vacuum on it?
Well, when you look at the need to have more dialogue, more constructive dialogue between the West and Islam, I think this would be one of the most important questions that you would want to ask. When you look at globalization today and how it obviously has some very important and necessary elements to it because of the changing world economic situation, but you also see that you need to have more consideration of how globalization can be ethically organized, how globalization cannot forget the poor, how globalization can make sure that as it moves forward, it gives all the countries in the third world a chance also to shine and to grow and to develop. I think these are the things that are important for us to do. Now, is there a vacuum of leadership? Well, there may be a vacuum of will. I think the great minds are there, but do they understand how they have to do it? Or is it sometimes too overwhelming that then people just begin to develop their own neck of the woods, as we say here in the United States? But do you have a vacuum? We always have a vacuum. But does that mean you have no leaders? No, it doesn't. It means that it would be wonderful to have more people who had their ethics in the right place, who had their religious values in the right place, who had their understanding of spirituality, and would take it into the marketplace. I think this is the real challenge when you of us religious people who are at the World Economic Forum and any other group, even the United Nations. So we have to try to make sure that the world does not forget that one of the most important factors that you have to deal with is religion and spirituality and ethical values which follow that.
Right, you talked there a lot about religion and spirituality, coming back to this fact of interreligious dialogue, and particularly between the Catholic Church and Muslims. As you know, there's going to be a meeting coming up in the Vatican in the coming months, because these are two religions that represent more than half of the world's planet. Are you going to be trying to make a special effort to seek out your Muslim colleagues at Davos?
Well, I always do that. I've been privileged in having the privilege of being in the Middle East and have gotten to know a lot of the Muslim leaders and I consider them as friends. So I will be looking forward to seeing them and to trying to move them along the road of collaboration, the road of deeper understanding. And the role of loving each other. This is what the Lord asked us to do. I'm delighted that the Holy See is moving in this direction. I think that is a good sign. The Holy Father has always been open to this, and I think it's great that there is something in the offing which will be a chance for Catholic leaders and leaders of Islam to sit down together and see how we can begin to build the bridges that we need. Because, as you say, if we do not find mutual words to use, they would talk about the common word. Our brothers and sisters in Islam are talking about coming to a common word. Unless we find a vocabulary that helps us to talk to each other, and with honesty, with frankness, with openness, and with love, the world is headed for difficult days in the future.
I was talking there to Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, Archbishop Emeritus of Washington.